This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Abbath.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is season four.
Season four, baby. We're on from monsters. Now we're on to gods.
Yep. After that, the next thing up.
Generals. Concepts.
Concepts in my Zune cast. Concepts in my Pono.
My the Zune new cast.
Time for concepts, baby.
Yeah, we got our we're starting off with our boy Abbath. Mm-hmm. A lot of hallmarks to this guy. Shapeless, formless. He loves to slough things off.
Yep. We are gonna get sick of this kind of thing.
Yep.
Like I'm just pointing this out now. Like Abbath is going to become a cursed thing by the end of the season where we're like, ah, oh, God, another fucking Abbath. Yeah. But the first Abbath's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the first Wes Anderson style movie is okay.
Yeah.
And then you get fucking Igby Goes Down and it's like, well, God, this sucks. it is a quivering gray mass of tentacles and fetid liquid that lives in an unclean pool.
So the people have not been managing the pH on this pool, which is
No. And he sloughs off little friends.
Yeah. And little friends come after you.
Mm hmm. And that's basically him. No one worships him.
I love that. Love how the first entry cult Abbath has no known human worshipers.
Yep. His own spawn might worship him though.
Which like, okay, so, you can't be guaranteed, you know?
Yeah. You can't choose your family.
Right.
And my favorite thing about this guy is that if a human ends up down here, which without a cult, how's that happening? But human ends up down here, it will put out one of its little proboscis.
Mm-hmm.
It will kind of touch you. And then at the keeper's discretion, will either then eat you or ignore you. But I love that it has to like touch you for a second first. It like checks you out.
Yeah.
Which is very like alien intelligence and very, you know, because it's intelligent, like constitution 100, intelligence 13. You know, it's not a particularly bright god.
No. It's probably like a little bit smarter than me.
Yeah. But not, you know, not so smart as to fucking, you know, clean the goddamn bathtub.
for once in your goddamn life.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, man. One of the things about the gods season of this is that the stat blocks become more evocative.
Yes.
Than this, because you end up with things like this guy regenerates 20 points of damage per round.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really kill these things. They all have stats like you can kill them, but they're all extremely tough. So you're looking at this like big pile of garbage in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
You're shooting at it. Nothing happens. It like gives you a caress and then gives you an eat all while like shooting off little miniature versions of itself. That's also eating.
Yeah. And when I say like, oh, there are a lot of hallmarks here. Like it's really good to get this out of the way. A lot of this is set pieces for the keepers. Right. And they say, oh, it's like the keeper's discretion, whether you live through this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, a good Call of Cthulhu keeper will have that discussion with a player.
Yes.
You know, because there's a pleasure in having your characters die in Call of Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
But you should ask if somebody wants that.
Yep.
My other favorite detail in this is that it has no spells, but it may give somebody who it fancies. so it can take a fancy to somebody.
Yeah.
Which I like. It can give you a portion of its body, which you can then use to create spawns, like create the little critters that come off of it. So like it's basically that that hunter's tool from Bloodborne.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you just have this little tentacly nugget that can create more tentacles.
Pretty good.
I like that.
My other favorite detail. So the illustration of this, the pool of pleasure. I don't know. Yeah. Like this does not seem to be connected to Abbath. However,
that's a Nyarlathotep.
Is it
avatar? I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha.
Just like this like big fat lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
With four legs.
Okay, I dip the four legs.
Three legs.
Yeah. Sorry, there's a lot going on there, but I just like the little circle at the bottom that says extreme satisfaction is $60.
Yeah. $60 is a lot to spend to see Abbath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a 50-50 chance that you get eaten, or maybe you get a little piece of Abbath. You get a souvenir. You know, for $60, I want a fucking souvenir, dude.
Give me a treat. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.